Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
And good morning to everyone, and thank you for listening to Kicks Country. It's now time for Clay County Corner, a one-hour talk show brought to you each Thursday morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Just waiting for the phone call there, and we'll be back just right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, this is Susan Bailey. Welcome everybody to the Clay County Corner. We're hoping to help you hear about some local happenings and some events and just some general information about Clay County. We're broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show is going to be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This will give everybody an opportunity to tell some of your family members and friends that are in the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, family and friends even from other states can listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. We want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcement and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. You need to call starting today and give us names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing is going to include the week of June the 12th through today, the 18th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake on Thursday, and it could be you if your name's drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus, too. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake that we'll announce just a little bit later toward the end of the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up your certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements. Those will cover the week of June the 19th through the 26th. Please wait for the tone to start speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. A couple of more things I want to mention, and this is just for our senior citizens. Today at the Senior Center, they're doing blood pressure checks. That'll be starting at 10 o'clock, just as soon as the radio show's over. And then bingo will start at 10:30. Friday is armchair exercise at 12 o'clock. Monday is bingo at 10 o'clock. And then they have the TheraBand exercise at noon. And then Tuesday is blood pressure checks again with emeticis, and that's at 10 o'clock. And then they're closed on Wednesday, and we'll let you know next Thursday what's going on again for that week. Also, on June the 23rd, I wanted to mention the Grace Free Meal and Jobs for Tennessee online career coach will be at the Salina Methodist Church. They have a good program, a free meal, a good hot meal, and that's at the Methodist Church from 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock. And then this Jobs for Tennessee, start kind of planning on that, because they do have a career coach, and there's a group of people that will come, and they'll help you with resume writing, conducting job searches in your area on computers with Internet access there. So that's a good thing for people that are getting out of school and looking for jobs. And we got a good show for you this morning during the next hour, so go and grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to be hearing from Jimmy Philpott and Wendy Key. We'll take a quick break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with Jimmy Philpott.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Mr. Jimmy Philpott sitting here with me this morning. He's going to be talking a little bit about the last 40 or so years, somewhere around there, in emergency medicine. Jimmy, first of all, welcome to the Clay County Corner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And remind everybody, just how long have you actually been working with the ambulance service here?
Been 42 years and 5 months.
42 years and 5 months. You know what? Nobody else can say that. I mean, there's been nobody else that's been what do you say, stick and stay.
Yeah.
You came and you stayed. Okay, now, how old are you, Jimmy?
74 years and 6 months.
74 years and 6 months. So the large part of your adult life has been spent working for the Emergency Medical Service.
That's right.
Here in Clay County.
That's right.
Wow, that's awesome. What kind of training did you get when you first started?
When I first started, for a while we didn't have any. But we started, and started in January, and we didn't start school until April.
Okay.
But when I started, I had been working at the hospital for the past 6 years.
And
okay. I was, I guess they call them now CNA, certified CNA at that time.
Right.
So I knew how to do some things, take vitals and all that.
Right.
Of course, couldn't do much else. We didn't have anything to do it with. But we started in school, and EMT school, April of 73.
Okay.
And that lasted until June 73. The class was only 81 hours, and we went 3 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
So it was sort of rushing us through.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have any EMTs.
Right, in the county at all.
At the beginning, we wasn't really aware that we needed any. But Mr. Joe Lynn got in touch with us and let us know that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning.
So that was not long after the hospital actually even came here, because they had their 50th anniversary this year. So you started pretty quick hospital.
I stayed in the hospital 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I started working there a week after they opened.
Okay.
And I worked there from 66 to 73.
Mm-hmm.
And they organized the ambulance service, and then I left there and started working for the ambulance service.
All right. So was that actually your first job? Was that the hospital?
No. I worked at Sunset Dock at Byrdstown. Was my first public job.
Okay.
I was there for 3 years, and I left there and come to the hospital when they
mm-hmm.
opened it.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed at the hospital for 6 years, and then come to the ambulance service. And I was the third one hired. They had our director, Mr. Walter Herman Butler. Husky Butler, most people around here knew him by.
Uh-huh.
And Robert Hogjaw Coleman.
Really? I didn't know that.
They were the first, then I was third.
Uh-huh.
But Hogjaw and myself, we made the runs. So Mr. Butler was just the boss.
Wow, that's awesome. And I'm sure there were lots of changes that have taken place. When you first started, where did you go? Like, where was the ambulance located, actually?
It was located up in the funeral home.
Okay.
We worked out of their office at the funeral home. We would be there during the day from about 7 to about 5 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd go home, but we'd have to stay by the phone.
Okay.
Or I would. And Ron was called in. It got to be called in to the funeral home because they were the ones that had been doing the ambulance work. And they would call us.
Mm-hmm.
But usually nobody showed up to make a night run but me. I made about all the night runs by myself.
Wow.
I'd get a family member, maybe somebody's house to help me load.
Grab somebody with you to go.
The patients have to take care of themselves and route the hospital while I drove. And I get somebody at the hospital to help me unload.
Isn't that something? So the ambulance was actually it was run out of the funeral home or something was, even before we had an official ambulance service?
That's right. Funeral home run the ambulance service.
So it was in the hearse, actually.
Yeah, that's what we started with.
Yeah.
Mr. Upton donated us our first ambulance, which was a 1965 Oldsmobile hearse.
Wow.
It had a bubble red light on top, a siren, had a D oxygen tank, and one full-face oxygen mask.
One.
Everybody used the same mask.
Uh-huh.
Somebody vomited in it, you wipe it out and get ready to put on the next one.
There you go. Yeah. Well, supplies were a whole lot different back then
right.
from what we've got now.
Right.
So it was just actually, I mean, the funeral home's not really changed that much, the structure or anything. I guess it was just located back behind the funeral home, maybe. There was a house back there, but did he have a closed-in building or something? And just they would call just straight to the funeral home
needed
anything?
We were in the funeral home's office.
Okay.
Yeah, we were inside the funeral home, mm-hmm. in their office, until we got an office.
Did they have that ambulance dedicated, that vehicle? It was dedicated to the ambulance service, or did they use it still sometimes to haul deceased, to haul bodies in?
No.
It was dedicated.
It was dedicated. Okay. He donated it to the county.
Okie dokie. Well, in all these years, I mean, you've been here forever. How many directors would you say you've been through since you've been here? How many have you trained is what I want to know. I know you've trained them all.
Counting myself, it's been 11.
11.
I could name them if you'd like me to.
Sure, yeah.
The first one that organized it was Mr. Walter Herman Husky Buck.
Uh-huh.
After him was Lester Bowles.
Lester Bowles.
The third one, Kenneth Doc Bailey. I think you know him.
I think I do.
He was director two different times.
Okay.
Quit like a steer in the road without a notice both times. The next one was Jimmy Burchett.
Yeah. He held it for a long time.
Yeah. The next one was myself, Jimmy Philpott.
Mm-hmm.
The next was Terry Jargo Bibbry.
Okay.
This was after the county leased it out to Carthage
right.
General Hospital.
Yeah.
Next after him was Mike Etheridge.
Okay.
He also worked for Carthage mm-hmm. General Hospital. Next after that was Philip Snow.
Right.
He also worked for him. Next after that, it was leased out to, ProMed.
Okay.
Professional medical transport out of Knoxville.
Wow.
And our director then was Mr. Billy Breeding. And after them, then it was leased out to the city of Salina.
Okay.
And Mr. Elwood Irvin served as director for a short time then.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, Christy Copas Allen, which mm-hmm. is our present director at this time.
Right.
So we've had, counting myself, 11 directors. So I've worked for 10 different directors.
My goodness. Yeah. And Christy's the first female director.
Yeah, she's the first female director.
And she's held this position now for a little while.
She's held it since about probably 2008.
Okay, I thought it'd been a while now.
Yeah,
hang in there, Christy. a wild guess, how many altogether do you think have passed through those doors? I mean, that has employed a lot of people, not like the hospital, but that has employed a lot of people. How many you think have passed through those doors that you worked with in all your years?
Well, there's no way hardly that I could be sure, but I'd say probably 100, 150, more or less.
Yeah, at least that many.
There's been a lot.
Yeah. First ambulance, you've mentioned that, and it was pretty limited in what I was on it to actually be able to use. Did you have a gurney in there?
Yeah.
You had the gurney?
Yeah, we had that hearse had a odd hitch on the cot. Mr. Upton used to, he done ambulance service, he used that, and he... So he was already a cot and a cot itched already.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some more about the emergency medical services and ambulance service.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories. Rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
We're back with the Clay County Corner, sitting here with Jimmy Philpott. He's been with the ambulance service for a long, long time, and we're kind of picking his brain. Jimmy, when did they go to the truck version ambulances? You know, it was the Hearst version, and then they kind of went to a little bit bigger and better.
Yeah, they went to that in April of 1973.
73.
Yeah, it was a 73 Ford. Very weak, very hard to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have, they wouldn't put dual wheels on them.
Oh.
They just go down the road, swaying, weed and all that. That was when we went to the truck type, 73.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they've changed a whole lot since then, haven't they?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we were just kind of talking off the mic about the changes and how expensive they are now and the costs that are involved. It's unreal.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Changes in them.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you something. What's one of your funniest experiences? You know, people like to hear stories. You can't help it. You like to hear stories. What's one of your funniest experiences with that system, with EMS?
I think the funniest thing that I ever experienced was this guy hadn't been working very long. And he was not an EMT, and he didn't know a lot about things that you might ask him. He wasn't sure what vital signs meant.
Okay.
He was my driver. So we go to Hermit Springs, picked up a OB, and we was taking her to Tompkinsville. So we radioed back to the ones that was at the base. We were stationed out here between here and Moss at that time. And I believe James Hamilton and Wayne Rich were there. Got called in on call. Well, we radioed them and told them to call Tompkinsville Hospital and tell them that we was coming in with this OB.
Right.
And they wanted to know what the vitals were. So they hollered back at us and asked us what the vitals were. Well, my driver didn't know what vitals meant. He told us, little old girl about 17 years old with blonde hair. That was the Bible that he gave him.
Oh, a little old girl with blonde hair. Well, that's kind of off point there,
oh,
I think.
Yeah.
He clearly didn't know that at all. At all. Well, what's one of your most memorable experiences that you had?
Well, I guess the most memorable one was we went to a wreck one day, and we got there, and this one ambulance was already there. And I said, "What's going on, guys? I don't see them getting nobody, you know, out of the car or anything." One of them said, "Guys laying in the car," said, "his head on the back of the car." I said, "His head is severed to the rest of his body?" He said, "Yeah." Well, I walked around there, and I said, "His head is sitting there like he stuffed down the ground, just right around his neck."
Mm-hmm.
And I personally knew this guy, and he always kept a little grin on. He had that little grin on.
Yeah.
So I went to the ambulance, and I said, "We need to get him away from here." Well, I went to the ambulance and got a pillowcase and picked up his head and put it in the pillowcase.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him to the funeral home. And the worst that was ever on me, me and Mr. Bailey, which you know well, we were mm-hmm. on this run. This man was found in some water. He'd been missing since Monday, and this, I think, was on Thursday. And weather about as hot or hotter as we have it now. And we got there and took a rescue squad boat, put it in the water. And they was Doc and I and Mr. Bob Maywall and Billy Polston. He was the coroner and the funeral director in Tompkinsville, because this was in Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
We all got in the boat, and we went over to him, and Doc got out in the water. We took a scoop stretcher. He got out in the water, but me not being able to swim, I said, "I can't see the bottom, and I don't believe I want to get out there."
Mm-hmm.
So Bob Maywall got out there with Doc. Off old got in the boat. Doc got in the ambulance and a pillowcase, so what I had to do, and tried to give me part of it. I said, "What's that for?" He said, "You better tie this on. Said, this will be rough. Said, I've get too many of them out of the water in Vietnam." And I said, "I won't need that." He got over there, and when they cleared the water with the guy and got him in the boat, and we started downstream, I need a mask.
Yeah.
And it got to me, I got sick enough, it took my strength. We had to paddle downstream a little ways before we could find the bank shallow enough to come out. And at that time, I was weak, I couldn't even get myself out of the boat. I had
mm-hmm.
stepped there for a little bit, regained my strength. So that's about the sickest and the worst time I ever had.
Right, very difficult experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the biggest change that you've experienced over these years?
Well, I guess the biggest change is equipment. You know, we have equipment to work with now, and which we didn't have
mm-hmm.
way back years ago, or as, you know, working codes and doing CPR. At the time when you done CPR, what you done it with, mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth, exactly. For a long, long time.
Right. We didn't have bag masks and combi tubes and all
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth to mouth. And I've had to do that in two different ones.
Right. That's all you did.
That's all we had to work with.
It's been rough sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What's something that you'll never get tired of? Something as an EMT that you'll never get tired of doing?
Well, Never get tired of helping people, doing things for people, especially sick people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get tired of that. Do that as long as I feel like doing it.
Right. You know, that's what it's all about. That's why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
That makes the difference. Can you describe a typical day with EMS, like a normal flow day and then a busy day?
Well, we have a flow day now and then where we just sit around and don't do anything. And we may have a couple of days like that. And then we have days where we can't keep up.
Makes up for
the flow. Before we can get off on a run, somebody's wanting someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people that get aggravated at us because it's taking us too long to get to them. Well, it had it. We're tied up somewhere else with somebody else. So that's a day that gets a real rushing.
And frustrating, too,
sure. Yes.
When you can't do what you're trained to do and what you need to do.
Right.
How do you interact or communicate with other services in the county, like the police or hospital?
How do we?
Yeah, how do you communicate with them?
Yeah, by radio.
So it's strictly by radio.
Yeah, radio through the 911 service. We communicate to them if we can't reach another unit with our radios. Well, we just radio the 911 service and they relay the message. Or if we can't reach the hospital, well, they'll relay a message to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good communication.
I was wondering, I've heard in Putnam County they're having trouble getting people to apply for EMT positions. Are we having that kind of problem here? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't hardly ever have anybody that says anything about it.
That could have been a rumor.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's getting, unless you can afford to go on to paramedic school,
mm-hmm.
Why, people, again, I think that it's just really not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that maybe the state of Tennessee or whatever is just trying to weed out EMT.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep coming up with things, and I think in time to come that it's going to be, won't be any such thing as EMT.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be paramedics only. And if you're not a paramedic, you can't get hired. And I know of one county that I've heard of that they won't even hire you if you're an EMT unless you are already enrolled in a paramedic class.
In a paramedic class.
Yeah.
So education and cost could play
right.
a factor
that's the whole thing.
We need to take another quick break and then we'll be back in just a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at Fight Arthritis Pain. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Jimmy Philpott sitting here with me, and we've been remembering some of the old days in emergency medical services. And one other thing I asked him, what's one of the craziest or most inappropriate calls you've ever had? I guess, crazy call.
I guess about the worst one. Well, I mean, it wasn't bad, but maybe crazy and funny. We went to Tompkinsville to bring a man home from the hospital in Salina. And we got nearly back, and the man wouldn't get on the cot. He was riding the front with us. And so we did. We let him. And we got nearly to Moss. Why, he wanted to know if we could stop at James Pennington's store and let him get him some groceries. We did. We got there. Why, it had been snow on the ground. There was some ice out there.
Uh-oh.
And he said, I'm afraid that I'll fall if I get out there. Would you care to go in and get me an item or two? I said, well, no, I don't mind getting you an item or two. What do you need? And he said, well, I said, just a couple of things. I said, well, you tell me what it is. He said, well, tell Bellevue to get me a dozen of eggs and a pack of bacon and some milk and potatoes. I said, you better wait a minute. I believe I'm going to have to make a grocery list. I can't remember all that. So I wrote down all this stuff and, oh, it's several things, chicken dumpling stew. And I went there and told her, I said, do you know this man? She said, yeah, I know him. I said, he wants this stuff. Said he'd be out here to pay you the first month.
Oh, my goodness.
She got it all. She didn't had all of it, but the chicken and dumpling stew. So I brought it out there, and we brought him on. We lived here in Salina, and we just took him on home. I didn't say anything about him not having chicken dumpling stew, because we'd probably had to went to Scott's Best Way, or it might have been Boone's Best Way, or whatever.
Yeah, Boone's, that's right.
I just didn't say anything about that, so I guess he got home. Seemed he didn't have that.
Oh, my goodness. So you were a taxi service that time. You weren't an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
What's been your most difficult experience?
Well, most difficult experience, we had made a run to Nashville one night. Coming back and got about Briley Parkway. Ray and went out of ambulance. We had to call the wrecker and towed it back to Metro Ambulance Service. And, of course, we couldn't get anything done to it at 11 o'clock at night. And so we were just going to have to spend the night down there. Got nobody to come get us. So we, they said, well, we've got some cots here. At the ambulance service, said they're full of paramedic students. Said you all welcome to sit around here, sleep in chairs if you want to. At that time, we carried the county MasterCard, and that's what we bought our fuel and all with. I said, well, if I can find a hotel that will accept this credit card, I won't sleep in no chair.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a little better.
We got us a ride and went down to Ramada Inn, used the credit card. Got us a room. This was about 11 o'clock at night, and then our director, Mr. Burchett, come down the next morning. We got the ambulance towed the Crown forward, and they had put another rear end in it, so We got back home about 5 o'clock next
evening. My goodness. That was a long day. That was a crazy day. So you've been here a long time. There's got to be a reason. What do you recommend to anybody that might be interested in emergency medical services? What do they need to do to get started?
Well, they get them an application and turn it in, see if they get accepted. Then if they do get hired for the ambulance service, plan to spend a lot of time away from home.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. It takes a unique person.
Oh, yes.
To do this.
And you got to, you got to get your stomach right.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too.
You can't have a weak stomach after you start breaking because you never know what you're going to run up on.
Exactly, what you're going to be picking up.
Right. I've seen
people doing
CPR and gagging.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it can be that rough.
Exactly, and you mentioned what is it you've got to give up. You've got to be willing to be away from your family for a long time.
That's exactly right.
What are some changes that you'd like to see in the next few years?
Well, I'd like to see a good retirement.
Yeah.
And I would like to see the state tells us about everything that we can do, what we can do and what we can't. I'd like to see the state set their wages.
Yeah, yeah. That'd probably make a difference.
Still just, letting two or three people decide how much they're going to pay,
Right.
They're going to tell us all the things we can do, or we got to go by their rules and things, set our pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, would you do it again? Same job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Still do?
I still love it, and I'll probably do it as long as I feel like it.
I just started to say, what's in the plan for retirement?
I'll do it as long as I feel like it.
As long as you feel like it. Well, that's good, and everybody's glad to see your face when they call for help. Because everybody knows you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're used to you. I appreciate you coming in this morning, Jimmy. I know I kind of hit you broadsided the other night and asked you if you'd come in, but we've been talking a lot about Sumner River Hospital in 50 years, and I said, well, my goodness, Jimmy's about to celebrate 50 years in EMS. So I appreciate you coming in and talking with us this morning.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
Well, we'll have you back someday.
All right.
Right now, I'm going to give the birthday announcement. For this past week, from June the 12th through June the 18th, happy birthday to Joseph Burnett. He was 39 years old, and that's from JP. And happy birthday to Corey Smith. She was 11 years old, and that was from Aunt Heather. Happy birthday to Nina Smith. She was 76 years old. That's Nina Smith of Union Hill, and that came in from Barbara Ann Hale. Those were all on June the 12th. And then on June the 13th, happy birthday to Scarlett Gentry. That's happy 43rd birthday from your boys, Jeff and Jake, and also from Teresa Gass. And also on June the 13th, happy birthday to Julie Crow. That's from Jan Chapin. And happy anniversary to Clarence and Judy Scott of 50 years. Happy anniversary to Clarence and Judy on June the 13th. And also a birthday call-in for Jess Roten. I got that this morning. So thank you for calling in. Happy birthday to Jess Roten on June the 13th. That's from his family. And on June the 14th, my son, David Bailey, was born. And June the 14th, his twin, William Bailey, was born. And that's from me and Meemaw and the rest of the family. And also on June the 14th, happy birthday to Mildred Short from Family and Friends. I don't have any on June the 15th, no call-ins for June the 15th. On June the 16th, I want to say happy birthday to Gent Weir, and that's from Tom and Vonda. And on June the 17th, happy anniversary to Brian and Angie Burchett. That's 15 years anniversary, and that was a call-in from Miss Angie, mainly for her husband Brian. And also on June the 17th, happy birthday to Gary Thompson. This is from Anna Ruth Thompson. And happy anniversary for Amber and Tyler Walker. That's 9 years, and that came in from their sons, Tucker and little Abram. And also, happy anniversary on June the 17th for Todd and Jennifer Lynn. It's their 9th anniversary also, and Jennifer called that in. Happy anniversary, Todd. And also, on June the 18th, we've got 3 more birthdays. Happy birthday to Jerry W. Fox. That comes in from his family. And also on June the 18th, happy birthday to Taylor L. Strong, and that comes in from her family. And we got a call in this morning. Thank you. Happy birthday to James Moss, and that is from family and friends. Remember, you can start calling now or contact me on Facebook for next week's birthdays, which will start tomorrow, June the 19th, and go through June the 25th. And in just a few minutes, I'll ask Miss Wendy, who's fixing to come up in just a few minutes, if she'll draw a name out for me. And I've got Miss Wendy Key sitting here, and Wendy's been working with the Clay County Extension Office agency now for a while. Welcome, Wendy. Glad you're here this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good deal. How long have you been with the UT Extension now?
I've just been with them for 8 months now.
8 months. Well, that's quite a while, though. It seems like longer. I've just been seeing you around so much. Around so much. You've been so busy with them. What is your position?
I am the program assistant.
Okie dokie. Wendy, I'm gonna just lay it on the line. You're an asset, I think, to Randall and to the program. Tell a little bit about what all you've involved yourself, that you've been involved in so far since you've been there.
We've been involved in a lot since I've been there. We've done the live nativity scene back at Christmas when we first got started, and done that with the kids, brought their livestock to town. And
that was awesome.
Done that. And then we've been doing the second harvest food drive that they do.
Yes.
We take a lot of the high school kids over, and they volunteer and get their hours for that.
And they're a huge, huge help for us.
Help with that. We've done that about four times already this year. And that's coming up again here soon in a couple of weeks.
20-something, I think.
26, I believe, is when that is. And then, of course, we've done the state market hog show in January. And then we went to 4-H Congress.
Right.
That was in March.
So that's while school was still going on. That was a busy, busy few days, too, for the kids out of school and then having to come right back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But they enjoyed it. They got to go downtown. They took us on the General Jackson. And
cool.
They got to meet May Beavers and Kelly Kieslin and see how things work in the Capitol.
Very, very good.
But we've been working on record books, and then we done the planting of the flowers around the courthouse here, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Y'all were here while we were on the radio station, and busy as bees. The whole lawn was surrounded with 4-H kids and flowers.
And then we had the fire last week, and we were real busy with that.
Yeah. So that was the y'all weren't just showing. You were helping with a lot of other projects, too, I think, during the fair.
Yeah, we had probably about 15 kids that got on a junior fair board that we started this year through 4-H, and they've done a lot. They worked the gate. They picked up trash. They helped park. They volunteered their time this week to do that. They didn't get to enjoy the fair every night.
Okay.
So they've done that, and then we had the 4-H exhibits where all the exhibits had to be signed in, and they helped me with that this year.
So they were able to actually have some exhibits, participate, and bring some things in, but then they helped to organize it and arrange, or they helped to sign in other arrangements, too, other things, too.
Yes.
Well, I know Miss Dean probably was very, very happy to have them helping her with that.
She seems tickled with me this year.
Yeah, I bet she is. They need help. You know, people don't realize how much
she says
involved.
That those kids are the future of the fair and getting it work, you know, making the fair happen. So she's excited about training those kids.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what else you been doing?
During the fair.
Oh, right,
we had a
cook-off. Tell me about that, because I didn't really understand what that involved.
Well, this was our first year doing it here at the Clay County Fair. We always go to the Wilson County Fair, and it's a competition through 4-H at the Wilson County Fair. And that's the region. Well, we do it for the region, and they compete in the state if they win in the region level. But we just done it as a county level this year just to try to get it started, to get something new going into fair.
Yeah.
And next year we hope for it to be bigger and better, and we hope to have some judges and do some testing, you know, next year on the food. But it turned out really good. I think we had 17 cooking. We had 17 grills going.
Wow.
And they cooked steak, beef, chicken, and pork is the three they cooked this year. And we had a really good turnout with that.
Well, that sounds like a really good thing. That sounds like a lot of fun. We got to take a quick break. It seems like we just get started talking, and then we got to take another break. And we will break for our sponsors. We love to do that, and we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back at the Clay County Corner this morning. I've got Miss Wendy Keown, and she's been letting us know what's been going on with especially the 4-H kids and all the activities that they're involved in. And we were just talking about something that I was interested in with the fair, because I wasn't sure what it exactly involved. And it was called the Meat Cook-Off.
Yep, cookery.
Cookery, meat cookery. And that's something that kind of came as an idea from that they were doing at Macon County, but it's a 4-H project, actually.
Yes.
And we were wanting to get it started here.
Yes.
And it was actually, it sounds like, off to a really good first year start.
It was, and we had a really great turnout for that.
Yeah.
And I also forgot to mention that we had three kids last week that didn't get to participate in the fair much and help us, but they was chosen to go to academic conference at the University of Tennessee, and that is from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade gets to go to academic conference, and it was Peyton Young, Ella McLaren, and Grace Ann Rich. Those were the three that got chosen from Clay County to go.
Okay, great.
The state.
I think I saw a picture of them heading out, probably on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, it looked like they were going to have a really big time there. I'm sure they've got a lot of activity scheduled for them when they get to go to that.
And this year at the fair, we also had normally we just do the sheep show for the 4-H at the fair, and this year we done the cattle, and we had the hog show. So we added two more livestock to the fair and had a really good turnout with that, and was a really big success.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to make any kind of donations or bequeath anything, they could give us a bigger ag center over there, right?
Yes.
Because y'all were pretty full over there.
Yes, growing.
Yeah, growing a lot, especially with two new areas, two new categories. And cows and pigs are a little bit bigger than the sheep. Okay, so what else is going on?
Well, we've got Garrett Franklin and Cora Key got chosen. They'll be going to Roundup. They presented their record books that they have kept records ever since they started in livestock. And everything they've done in 4-H is you just keep up with all your records, all their feed they've bought. It's a lot of hard work to keep up with all that.
Everything.
And we presented those, and they entered those back in March, and they've got chosen, and they'll be going in July for a week to the University of Tennessee, and they both will be up for scholarships this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. And,
so, are they both seniors?
No. Cora was a sophomore this year, and Garrett was a freshman.
They just seem so more mature for their ages, honestly.
Yeah.
They just seem older.
But they've, Garrett is competing in swine this year for his scholarship. Cora won the swine one last year. Mm-hmm. She won it. And so she has to go in sheep this year. So she's competing in sheep this year. So we wish them both good luck at
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that's a 3-day?
Four-day thing.
Okay. So does anybody go with them, or is it kind of they're on their own?
Well, they go on their own.
Okay. Well,
they go on their own. We'll put them on a bus at Cookville at the Cracker Barrel, and they'll be going all week long.
Well, that sounds like a really good experience for them, too, and most especially the opportunity to apply for a scholarship.
Yes.
Or to win a scholarship for that, the work that they do there. All righty, so what else?
We've got a region sheep show coming up. That'll be at Hydra Burks. It's June the 26th and 27th. That's going to be coming up right around the corner next week.
Yeah.
We've got that going on. And then in July is busy. We've got the Beef Expo, which is held at MTSU, and that is July the 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then we'll have the State Sheep Expo, which will be the 13th, 14th, and 15th of July, and that is held at Hyder Burks also.
Okay.
And then the kids will be leaving for Roundup the 20th through the 24th.
Right.
So then we start the fairs in August, and we do
my goodness.
I think we do around 13 to 15 fairs, in August and September. So they're back to school and they're busy with their lifestyle.
Right. Well, you know, I've got to say, with school just around the corner even, do these kids really even get a break in the summer?
No.
They're, especially if they're doing all three areas plus all these other things too. But if they're doing sheep and swine and cattle, beef, then that's busy. Yeah, they don't really get a break, do they?
The kids that show the livestock, no, they don't really have a summer break because they're busy shearing, grooming, washing.
Right, it's an everyday show. It's not like you can have a pet dog that's inside the house and your family can help with it.
No, they get out and work those animals every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've driven down to the recreation complex before and see them out there walking their animals and just working with them. So it is. You're right. It's all the time.
Yeah.
So they don't really get a break in the summertime, and then they're not just working their animals, but they're going.
They're going.
These are
traveling.
And taking them too. So you've got trailers to consider, hauling the animals back and forth. It involves the family too. I know you've said before that it does take a lot of involvement for the parents.
It does. It's a lot of family time and the bonding and stuff, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Just as a parent's point of view of it, I wouldn't trade my time for nothing.
So their dedication and responsibility is a big part of...
Yes.
They have to be committed.
Just like basketball or anything you do, if you want to win, you've got to practice, and they have to work and work those animals to get them to do what they want them to do.
Right.
And train them.
Right.
And
listen to them. That's another thing. You can't have somebody else do it for you because those animals have to respond to them, their direction, and listen to them, too.
So the more they practice, the better they're going to do.
Absolutely. Well, what about all these fairs? Where are they going to be going, and what are they going to be doing with those?
Well, of course, we just finished the Clay County Fair, and then we will do the August the 1st. Is the Putman County and Smith County Fair. So we're going to have to choose this year. Normally that don't fall like that.
Oh.
But they've changed the Putman County Fair. It's normally on a Sunday, and they've moved it to a Saturday.
Huh.
And so we'll have to choose which one we're going to do there this year. And then we got Macon County on the 3rd of August. And then Trisdale, and then we'll do Wilson County Hog Show on the 18th. And that's at the Wilson County Fair.
By now, school starts.
Yes.
It's been in session about a week or so, at least.
Yeah. And then on the 20th, we'll do the meat cookery, the region meat cookery at the Wilson County Fair.
Okay.
And then on the 21st, we'll go back and do the sheep show at the Wilson County Fair. So we're there three nights at the Wilson County Fair.
Right.
It's a big thing. And then we'll do Jamestown and Overton County, and we usually do Crossville and White County. There's several fairs we do. And then we got the state hog show that'll be coming up for the fair. That's in September, and then we'll do the sheep show in September at the state fair.
Okay, wow, that's definitely a busy, busy time. And I guess we're about to wrap up now. There's an awful lot that the 4-H kids have to do, and the UT Extension Agriculture Agency is very, very busy and involved in all of that. Wendy has drawn a name out for me, so I need to pull this out and let y'all know who has won birthday cake. This week is actually an anniversary. I think we had anniversary winners last week. And this week's Solana Dairy Queen winner is Amber and Tyler Walker. They have won for their 9th anniversary. Congratulations. You can stop by and pick up your certificate at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce just as soon as we finish with the show. And in closing, I just want to say thank you again to Jimmy Philpott, and thank you, Wendy, for coming on this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot y'all are doing. And to you, the listeners, thank you for coming on and listening. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.